Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Grammy-winning sax player Paul Winter is known to many for his Paul Winter Consort, which blends jazz, classical, and world music together, and he's probably best known for this song called Icarus. This song went to the moon, literally, taken there by the Apollo astronauts back in the early 70s, and they named a crater on the moon after this song. But this year and this month marks the 50th anniversary of a different part of Paul Winter's career, his earliest band, the Paul Winter Sextet. It started as a college jazz band, and they entered a collegiate jazz competition in 1961. Now, first of all, it's hard to imagine that there ever was such a thing back then, but there was. Paul Winter's here to tell us what a big deal this is, or was, sorry.
Yeah, sure. One of the prizes was a recording contract with Columbia Records through John Hammond, who was one of the judges along with Dizzy Gillespie.
And who discovered everyone from Benny Goodman and Billie Holiday to Bob Dylan and Bruce Springsteen, so
yeah.
That is a big deal.
Yeah, and that was something we had never imagined. Many of us had been thinking of going to law school or graduate school, and so then we decided, let's take a year off and see what might come. In that year, we were invited by the State Department to make a six-month tour of Latin America as the sort of unofficially the top college jazz group in the country. Given that we were three whites and three blacks, the group really was a good representation of our country at the time when, in the beginning of the Kennedy administration, when civil rights was a major issue. And this tour was it totally changed our lives. And we came back from that and soon thereafter received an invitation from Jacqueline Kennedy to come play at the White House in November as part of a series of concerts she had called Concerts for Young People by Young People. And sometime before our concert, which was took place November 19th, 1962, somebody realized that it was the first time there'd ever been a jazz, or there would be a jazz concert at the White House.
And that was 50 years ago.
Right,
and
right.
50 years ago today, in fact. And the tapes are just now coming out for us to hear. This is the Paul Winter Sextet with Toccata, recorded live at the White House. That's called Toccata from the Paul Winter Sextet, played live in the White House. It was the first ever jazz concert there at the request of Jacqueline Kennedy, and this is the first time the tapes have ever been released. The concert took place 50 years ago today. Paul Winter with me on Soundcheck. So, Paul, this is not your more familiar consort music that people have known for the past, say, 40 years with its blend of jazz and classical and world and kind of natural slash environmental concerns. This is your early sextet, which was kind of a hard bop group? Would that?
Yeah.
Describe the sound that as it initially was conceived, and then what happened after you made that trip?
The original instrumentation was alto sax, which I played, trumpet, baritone sax, piano, bass, and drums. It was a hard driving kind of little big band. That's the way I'd thought about it, because I was interested in the balance of ensemble and soloing that the big bands had. And during the tour, we spent a month in Brazil, and it was just at the time when bossa nova was blossoming then. We were beguiled by the music. We met a number of the musicians. We started recording an album of bossa nova pieces there, which Columbia then insisted we finish when we got back, since Stan Getz and Charlie Bird's album Jazz Samba was already out and was quite a hit. Mm-hmm. Bossa nova was one of our world music threads in our repertoire, probably the major one, and we loved that music. Although the bebop genre continued to be the main core of what we played.
Well, here's an example from that new CD set called "Count Me In," marking the 50th anniversary of the Paul Winter Sextet. Saudade de Bahia from the Paul Winter Sextet, Brazilian-inflected music, celebrating the 50th anniversary of their historic trip to South America. And, of course, their even more historic concert on November 19th, 1962, in the Kennedy White House. Paul, it certainly seemed to be a whirlwind 2 years for the band. So what caused the sextet to break up?
At the end of 63... near the end of that fall, Dick Witzel, who had been my musical partner all these years, decided he was going to leave music and go to medical school. And that prospect was looming as we were doing our final album in November of 63. And the assassination of President Kennedy on the 22nd of that month really shattered our world. The whole optimism, the spirit of that period that we had been, it was a wave that we were sort of riding and had been all through the State Department tour and thereafter. It just ended. With that, and then Dick's departure after that, I left the scene. I was disillusioned about our country, thought maybe I wanted to explore some other worlds. So I went and lived in Brazil for about a year after that and began exploring other traditions of music, and have more or less been on that path ever since.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, prior to putting this anthology together, when was the last time you actually heard those old sextet recordings?
I've listened to them from time to time and always been thrilled. It's a very exuberant, soulful, and to me, an intelligent genre of music. And the players were superb. And so it's always been a tonic to me to go back and listen to them.
Mm-hmm. And do you hear the seeds of the consort in the sextet?
Absolutely. The second piece on the anthology is called Papa Zimbi, and it's an adaptation of a Haitian folk song. Haiti was the first country we visited on this Latin American tour. And it's in 5/4 time, and it's unique. It has a very interesting series of chord changes, and it definitely harks to the consort that came later, as do a number of the pieces later in the album where we had taken traditional songs.
An arrangement of the traditional Haitian folk song Papa Zimbi by Paul Winter and his early group, the Sextet. Much of this album, called Count Me In, celebrating the 50th anniversary of the Sextet's historic first performance at the White House, the first ever jazz performance in the White House 50 years ago today. Now, Paul, people over the years have gotten used to hearing your earth music, as you call it, the Paul Winter Consort. What do you think people are going to make of these early recordings of what is, on the surface at least, a very different type of music?
I think of the analogy that somebody offered one time, same trip, different airlines. The instrumentation is largely different, although I do play soprano sax in the later part of the anthology because I took that up in 1963 during the second year of the Sextet. But the premise is very much the same. It's meant to be an interweave of ensemble music and soloing to celebrate different cultures. At that time, this was our first experience in any culture besides our own. However, jazz itself, you know, has been world music since the beginning, the meeting of African and European traditions. And always welcomed other traditions, many from Latin America early on, but even other places. So to me, the consort is a direct evolution from the Sextet.
Well, the consort has its place in the annual Paul Winter Consort Solstice Concerts at the Cathedral of St. John the Divine this year, December 13th, 14th, and 15th. But, Paul, it is great to finally have these historic recordings of your early sextet and the 50th anniversary of this concert at the White House. Congratulations on 50 years.
Thank you very much.
And this is Soundcheck.